Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us and for hanging around with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget you can do a lot of different things there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can listen to over 1,000 archives. You can read hundreds of articles. You can hear this show live or replay for 24 hours. If you just can't get enough of me and my guests, you can go back and listen to us over and over again. And I know you feel that way about our guests this half hour, our good friend Connie Glazer, who's the author of What Queen Esther Knew. She's one of the country's top authorities on women in business. Office Depot recognized her last year as one of the outstanding women in the marketplace, and she's our good friend. Connie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. A pleasure to be here, always.
It's good to have you back. And, Connie, thank you for joining us as we launch 2004. And I didn't want to do it without getting some of your perspectives on what we can do to sort of tune up our businesses and make sure that we're in the best possible condition for 2004.
Well, like many of your listeners, I've done a lot of soul searching myself in terms of how I can have the best and most productive year. And we all begin with the perspective of, well, maybe I should just work harder. On the other hand, maybe we're maxed out in terms of working hard. Maybe it's time to look at how to work smarter rather than working harder. After all, we only have so many hours in the day, and this issue of balance and having some time for ourselves and family is important, too. So smarter rather than harder.
Hearing you talk about that and knowing how much you focus on women, I'm sure you've seen the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Of course.
I got a confession to make, guys.
Yes.
That's a major chick flick, but I'll tell you what. I love that show. I watch it every time it's on. That's a coolie show. It's not just a chick flick. But Connie, there's the one part where Mama Portocollis is having an argument with Papa about the daughter going to school, and she starts telling him, you know, I run the restaurant, I raise your children, I clean your house, and she's thinking about all these things that she does, and I'm thinking about all these women out there who are the caregiver of their families. They're the, you know, they clean the house, they do the cooking, and many of them, millions of them, are running their own businesses, and they would be saying to you, I can't work harder, I've got to work smarter.
Exactly. So let me throw out a few ideas that will help them to work smarter. The first is, you're right, these women do an extraordinary job, not only in terms of running their small business, but what do you think a household is? That's yet a second small business. Who is paying the bills? Who is doing the procurement? Who is doing the buying and the shopping and the administering and the management and the transportation logistics? 9 times out of 10, it is the woman. So, you know, we're looking at two businesses here. The first thing that I want to suggest to your listeners, and this applies to female and male, but I think even more importantly to women, because they have a tendency to kind of diffuse credit and recognition. Take that credit and recognition that is offered you for a job well done. If a client or a customer recommends you or gives you credit for a particularly good job, don't say, oh, it was nothing. Don't say, I just got lucky.
I'm glad you're saying this, Connie, because there's a little thing that I've done with women for years, for 20 something years, whenever I've tried to pay them a compliment about mm-hmm. something, and they, as you say, they always try to deflect it and diffuse it. And you know what I do? I touch them on the shoulder and I say, hey, look at me. Say, thank you, kind sir.
Very good. Well, very good. You are supporting
and sometimes
the cause.
Sometimes I have to do it twice. And then finally I get them to do it. They say, thank you, kind sir.
Well, that's very important. And for a lot of women, Jim, that doesn't come naturally because we are taught growing up that the last thing that you want to do is appear to be conceited or boastful or
call
immodest.
Attention to yourself.
But right.
Yeah.
Consequently, when you get into the workplace and someone compliments you and you say, oh, it was nothing, particularly if you say that to a male, it was nothing. Guess what they assume? Oh, it was nothing.
It wasn't.
Meanwhile, you've worked your
now,
butt
careful,
off.
Careful, Connie. You started. You crossed over the line a little bit there.
Well, it's because men are more likely to take what you say at face value.
Yeah.
A woman knows how hard you have worked to accomplish what you have.
So when women say to other women, it's nothing. That's code for thank you.
I really worked my rear end off on this.
And everybody knows that's the code. See, there is, folks, I don't know whether, guys, I don't know if you know this or not, but women have these codes. My wife and I have talked about this, Connie, and women
it's
do have
true.
These codes. And I think I mentioned to you one time, I heard two women talking. I was in the conversation, or at least I started out in the conversation. And by the end of the conversation, I had no idea what they were saying to each other. And I said, "Do you guys know what you're saying? You know what you're talking about?"
Oh,
and they
totally.
Both said, "Oh yeah, perfectly." And I got very afraid.
The problem is with women talking among themselves is, yes, they may understand one another perfectly, and they may be using this code, and what they say on face value is not necessarily what they mean in fact. That's okay when they're talking between themselves. When they are talking to a man and they say, it's nothing,
right.
He doesn't understand the code.
He believes the words.
He believes it's nothing. So I am delighted that you do the tap on the shoulder and kind of gently coerce them into acknowledging, into embracing and taking on the credit. And all it requires is a smile and two words. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and you look around you. If this is happening when you're around your people, then you're going to say, well, thank you for that. Well, you know, I'm kind of proud of what I've accomplished. But also, you know, I didn't get here by myself. These folks here were you know, they were right there with me every step of the way. You know, you can still spread it around a little bit.
Absolutely.
After you say thank you first.
And you should. Because none of us gets where we are only by ourselves. We all have mentors. We have supporters. We have fans. We have clients. We have customers.
My favorite story, Connie, we got to go to a break. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite stories is about the turtle that was on the top of the fence post.
Mm-hmm.
And the crow stopped on the fence and said, Mr. Turtle, how did you get up here? And the turtle said, well, one thing's for sure, I didn't get here by myself. 20 after. We're going to be right back with our good friend Connie Glazer. It's one of those you have to think about. Connie Glazer, ladies and gentlemen, she's the author of What Queen Esther Knew. It's an outstanding book, Business Strategies from a Biblical Sage. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You've got to have a change of scene. Because every night I have the strangest dream. Every breath about the way.
Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Connie Glazer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're Googling her to find out more about her, if you're doing that in Google, her last name is spelled Glaser, Connie Glazer. She's the author of What Queen Esther Knew. And Connie, give us your website, please.
The website is Connie Glazer, and you spelled the last name. I'll do the first, CONNIEGLASER.com.
And folks, if you're thinking, now wait a minute, I know that name, and especially if you don't think you haven't heard her on the show before because she's been here many times, maybe that's where you heard her name. But also, she's also along with Barbara Smalley, the author of a book that you've heard of called Swim with the Dolphins, which was just an outstanding book and did really well for you, Connie. Where are your books available?
Books are available in bookstores, and if they're sold out, which often happens after a brisk holiday season, they are certainly available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. I think online is the best assurance that you'll get them and they'll be there.
Right. All right. And if somebody were interested in more of your words of wisdom, how would they go about that? What would that look like?
I think the best thing to do is go to my website, connieglazer.com, and through there, my phone number and also my email address are listed, so please feel free to be in touch with me. As you know, Jim, I do a lot of consulting and speaking to women's and professional groups around the country, and through email is really the best way to reach me.
Right. All right. Sounds good. Check that out, folks, at ConnieGlazer.com. Connie, let's talk about some ways that that all of us, but especially women, can work smarter in 2004.
Well, we need to be out there, quote, out there. A lot of times we get so consumed with the day-to-day business that we don't think about getting out of the office and making those connections and putting ourselves out there in the business community. So make time for, I know that the phrase networking is a little bit overused, but get involved in some kind of group where you can connect with other people, that you can share different perspectives, particularly if you have a small business, and sometimes we find ourselves very, very isolated. So in addition to rainmaking and the opportunity to connect with other people who may be valuable in terms of referring business, a lot of times having an opportunity with other small business owners to share ideas, what's worked, what hasn't, is a very valuable investment of your time.
Well, I think that's such a good idea. And I don't think networking is overused at all. I know a lot of people do, but to me, networking is one of those things that we do in our lives, like a lot of other things that maybe the only reason why it seems to be overused is because we need to use it a lot. And another way to think about that, though, Connie, and you and I talked about this off the air a little bit ago, and that is the importance of leveraging the communities that we're part of. You know, each one of us are part of a number of communities, our professional communities, our faith life community, our family community, our friends, people who we've never met like you and me, which we're going to fix in about 6 weeks.
Right.
But we've got all these different communities, and we need to learn how to leverage those communities. And that's all part of networking, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you pointed out the different kinds of communities. There's a physical community, there is your spiritual community, there may be a religious community, certainly there is a business and professional community, and we need them for many reasons. And certainly we need them in terms of promoting business. That's fairly obvious. Getting yourself out there and making yourself available and referring people and getting referrals and that sort of thing. But we also need them for support. Let's face it, in terms of being a small business person, it can be very isolating. We need to put ourselves in a position where we are dealing with like-minded people who have an understanding of the kinds of challenges that we face. We also need people who can support the kind of challenges that we face in our personal lives as well. That's why if we have someone from a church or synagogue or a community group, the United Way, that we're involved with, it can be very beneficial. And finally, to be involved with a community organization where we have an opportunity to give back. Ultimately, it's not just about ourselves. And so often when we're involved in the minutiae and the pressures of running a business, it's hard to see beyond ourselves sometimes. And if we have a commitment to a community organization, it forces us to be out there and to kind of perpetuate the sense of giving back and an obligation to others.
Unfortunately, the life that we've chosen as entrepreneurs, as business owners, creates a situation where if we don't stay connected with our communities, we will become unconnected, and we start feeling very much alone and
right,
very isolated and very vulnerable. But when you exercise those communities, when you leverage those communities, it's amazing the energy that you can acquire from all that.
And remarkably too, Jim, even though typically we are not motivated when we are involved in a nonprofit organization or take kind of a lead role with a community group, the motivation may not be of a business or professional nature, mm-hmm, but it is remarkable from serving on the United Way or being involved with
anything that's bigger than you, that's finding a way to be part of something that's more important than you are.
Exactly. And the interesting thing is it also gives you another opportunity to showcase the talents that you have. And believe me, people will recognize and take notice.
Absolutely. Connie Glazer, thank you for being here today. Good job today. I'm going to see you in February.
I look forward to it, Jim.
We'll have fun. Thanks, Connie.
Take care.
Happy New
Bye-bye.
Year. Bye-bye. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Cy Charney. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.